The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home.
Cause
nobody knows
like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I am so glad to be back after a week off. Hope you all enjoyed the Broncos game. Sounds like it was amazing. I didn't get to see it. I was out of town, but I'm sure it was fantastic. Anyway, I'm glad you all are here. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad to be back. I'm also glad to have Kerry Senek from the BLM back with us today. Kerry, how's it going? Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, good, Nolan. Thanks for having me on.
So, how's your summer been? It seems like there's just so much fire is kind of on. It seems like it's on everybody's mind. I mean, obviously, we're just smoke has been here for feels like an eternity. How are things going for you and the Boise BLM and all that stuff? How are things going for you?
Well, you know, it's a pretty average summer for us. We have had several pretty large fires, but nothing catastrophic. And we've also been pretty lucky this year that we haven't had a tremendous amount of front fires or fires that were threatening homes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. It seems like there's so much talk about it right now. And like you said, we're lucky. We haven't had anything really happen right close to us. And that's good. Obviously, our hearts go out to everybody who is being displaced by these things and the hurricanes going on. It just seems like everything just kind of all threw in at once and decided now's the time, which is too bad. But we'll get through it, and we're going to talk about ways to protect your home and the area around you and make sure everybody there stays safe. We got some calls right off the bat, so let's go ahead and take those real quick. Howard in Twin Falls. Howard, how's it going? What can we do for you today?
I've got a question on peaches.
Okay.
I've got a pretty good crop. Everyone I pick has an earwig right where the stem attaches.
Yeah.
And I was just curious what I can do to prevent that, and what are they doing?
Well, earwigs are just annoying, really. And they will get into anything. And so what they'll do is they'll crawl up there, and they like to hide. So that's probably why they're going where that stem is. So that's a place they can kind of tuck in. The thing that's nice about that for them is that there's a food source right there. So they can kind of just eat away at the outside of the peach there. Chances are they're not going to get in there and do too much damage to the peach overall. So as far as controlling that, there's a few things you can do. Earwigs are crawlers. So if you can prevent them from crawling up the tree early on, like using something like a granular product around the base of the tree early, you can use something like an oil or even a permethrin-based insecticide. You just got to make sure that the label lists peaches. You can spray those things up in the canopy, but I think the best thing to do for earwigs is to start early and use some sort of barrier around the bottom of the tree. And that's kind of nice because you're not getting it on the fruit. It's not going to get into the tree or anything. And it's a relatively safe, well, I should say it's a very safe way to keep those earwigs from getting up into the tree to begin with.
Alrighty.
So that I think that'll take care of you. Now, like I said, for right now, you're already starting to harvest. You know, just clean them up as best you can. Probably not going to be worth spraying since you're probably pretty close to being done with your harvest. But, you know, make sure the area is nice and clean as we kind of get into fall. Clean up any debris and anything like that so they don't have a place to overwinter. And then start with, like, an oil in the spring. Put that base, that granular at the base, and just keep that in supply as we go through the spring.
Yeah, I just have a bucket of cold water there, and as soon as I pick the peach, I throw it in the cold water, and out comes the earwig.
That's a great way to do it. Now, are they getting into the fruit? I mean, I would doubt that they were really damaging it to the point where you couldn't use it.
I couldn't tell if they were doing any damage.
Yeah, the earwigs are just super annoying. That's really the bottom line to it. They just like to make our lives icky.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Appreciate the call. Thanks. All right, so we also have another one, which is great. We don't usually have calls right away, so let's get to Tyson in Fruitland. Tyson, how's it going? What can we do for you?
Hey, good morning. So just a quick little thing about what I'm asking about is kind of grass types, what's best for starting your lawn. Over here in Fruitland, you know, we live right on the – we're really close to the Payette River.
Yeah.
So that soil is kind of sandy, yet also clay. It's just a weird soil type.
Yeah. Sure.
And I spent a lot of money recently in the last 2 years on grass seed only to have it all go bad. And we discovered that we have a lot of bill bugs. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We've applied a lot of water, plenty of water, fertilizer, all that stuff. Just we're at the phase now where we're going to restart. And
gotcha.
I'm kind of wondering maybe if there's a grass seed that's specific or that would be best, you know, over in this type of soil type.
Yeah, well, Carrie can probably help us with this one, because part of the Firewise gardens and the things that you guys do, grass types is one of those things that you guys work on. So what kind of grass types do you guys kind of recommend for an area? I mean, you're out in Fruitland, so it's going to – I don't know if you guys don't go out to – do you guys cover Fruitland area as well, or is it just mainly Boise?
No, I mean we do have a portion of our district that is up there as well. And when it comes to grasses, I mean all grasses are going to be flammable.
Yeah.
And so there's not really a good solution to that. I would just recommend that you use Idaho natives if possible. And then if fire is a concern, that you maybe consider using something else like a forb or something that's a little more fire resistant.
A forb is that a rhizomatous grass or I'm throwing big word at you. Sorry. Does it spread by like a root or does it, is it a clumping grass? You know, I'm not sure what, I'm not familiar with that grass type.
It does spread by a root.
Okay. Yeah. So it's probably what they would call a rhizomatous grass, which means it spreads by a root and it shoots up new grasses from the root. Whereas a clumping grass, they will grow up and spread by seed. So just some different grass types there. I think what I've heard in general that the rhizomatous grasses will tend to be a little bit better for that. They do tend to be more drought resistant, which is really good for a lot of areas around here. So they are a bit different than what we typically grow. Like when we have like the idea of this really nice lawn that's green and lush and everything, those are typically what we call cool season grasses. And so those will be like your perennial ryegrass or your Kentucky blue or your red fescue. I am partial to the perennial ryegrass myself. I think that it, as far as the cool season grasses, has the best performance in the heat, and it doesn't stress out like the Kentucky bluegrass will. The creeping red fescue is a slower grass. It doesn't get quite as tall, and it's not really a creeper like in the normal sense. But it's also a very good grass. Doesn't really like the sun quite as much as the perennial rye will. So I usually like to recommend the perennial rye grass for if you're wanting that kind of normal looking lawn, that's a great one. If you're in an area and drought resistance is something that you're concerned about, like the forbs, or there's a lot of other what they'll call warm season grasses, the thing to remember about those is they won't tend to green up until much later in the season because they don't usually come out of dormancy until it gets hotter. So usually once the ground temperatures are around like 75, 80 degrees, that's when they start turning green and come out of dormancy. Cool season grasses, it's more like 40 to 50. So you have a longer green season with a cool season grass and a much shorter green season with a warm season grass.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems like the grass that we don't really have much shade in our yard,
mm-hmm.
like not really many trees.
Yeah.
but it seems like the grass that's within about 2.5 feet off our fence, where it does get a little bit shade, is super green and lush.
Yeah.
But once you get away from that 2.5 feet from the fence line, it's dramatically falls off into just like it's almost like it's suffering.
Yeah, you probably are dealing with more of a Kentucky bluegrass mix, something that's higher than that, which will tend to stress out in hot parts of the lawn. So Mixing in more of the perennial rye will give you a better all around look. The grasses are pretty indistinguishable. Like, you'd have to have a degree in grass identification to really be able to pick out the differences. But the perennial rye grass is very good. Now, the other things to consider is you really want to pay attention to what you're doing to the soil. If you can get any kind of amendments in there, like compost or humigreen or gypsum, anything like that you can get into the soil to begin with, it's going to make it a lot easier for whatever grass you do end up using to really take root and do better.
Okay. And then the last part of the question is, real quick, is what do you do about bilt bugs if you have them?
Well, so we have a preventative product called, we just call it Duration Grub Control, and you can use that. You want to use it twice a year, use it in the spring, usually around mid to late March, and then again 3 months later, so usually around end of June, first part of July. And that works great for preventing the bill bugs from getting a hold and moving through the lawn. Also, a lot of those rhizomatous grasses are a little more resistant to it as well. So you can, if that's something you want to consider, they're more bug resistant than some of your perennial ryes and your Kentuckys.
I will say too that if you're interested in taking a look at some of these different types of turfs and actually touch and feel them, we do have 40 turf plots down at the Firewise Gardens.
Yeah.
And so that's just right next door to the Botanical Gardens. It's free and open to the public. We're always out there. And so if you do actually want to look at some of these different types of turfs and see how they would look in your lawn, that would be a great resource to go down there and actually check them out.
I think, thank you for bringing that up, Carrie, because that is one thing. The last time I was there, I really paid attention to that because I like knowing, it's a weird thing, I like knowing about grasses and lawns, and those are the things I geek out about. But it is a really neat plot. It's like a good section of the turf, and you can see it, you can, like she said, feel it, touch it, walk around on it, and you'll get a good idea what they're like. So if you're in the Boise area soon, check it out. All right, Tyson? All right, I think Tyson's gone. All right, great. We got started off with some great calls. We got Carrie Senek here, who's going to talk more about some of the Firewise things, and we'll be right back here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and this Saturday, September 9th at 12 noon at all 11 Zamzos, we're holding a free class on how to care for your dog. In about 1 hour, we'll cover the basics of dog care, starting with how to integrate a new puppy into your home, complete with a list of everything you're going to need. We'll also cover how to select the proper bed, the use of training crates, and creating a safe place your dog can go to rest. Providing the proper food for each life stage is also important. And we'll teach you how to read a dog food label and when to provide supplements for hip, joint, skin, or allergy problems if needed. We'll also cover treats, exercise, grooming, flea and tick control, and even dental and vaccinations and how to do them yourself. Oh, and September 9th is also our regular low-cost vaccination clinic at all stores. But whatever you do, don't miss our free class on how to care for your dog this Saturday, September 9th at 12 noon at all 11 Zamzos.
Nobody knows like Zamzos.
It's back for 5 big days only. Cars in the Park, on now through Sunday. Todd McCurry here, inviting you to the biggest car buying event of the year in the heart of Ontario in Lions Park. All Ontario Auto Ranch dealerships will pack the park with as many new and used vehicles as the park will hold. Hundreds of new Subarus, Fords, Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Ram trucks, along with hundreds of every make and model of used vehicle. This is our biggest sale event of the year, and your opportunity to choose from hundreds and hundreds of vehicles all in one location. Folks, there's no game and no gimmicks. Every vehicle is marked down to your guaranteed best price. Hundreds of cars, trucks, and SUVs, all great vehicles and all ready to sale at your no-haggle, no-hassle best price. Hundreds of low-mile, one-owner, pre-owned vehicles, including a huge selection under $10,000. Every one has been carefully inspected and reconditioned so they're ready for you. Have a trade-in? Bring it. We'll have a team of appraisers on site to give you the most for your current vehicle, and lenders will be ready to assist with any needed financing. Join us for Cars in the Park on now through Sunday at Lions Park in Ontario.
Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale has been extended. Now through Tuesday, get huge savings. Don't miss your last chance to take home a free adjustable base with select purchases. Get Hampton and Rhodes mattresses starting at just $99.99 or Serta Memory Foam Queen mattresses for just $399.99. Get select Beautyrest Queen mattresses at just $299.99. That's over 50% off regular price. Get the all-new and exclusive Dream Bed Lux at an unbeatable value of $39 a month for 6 years, plus get a free adjustable base. With over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99, there's something for everyone. Why wait any longer? Come in today and find your perfect mattress, plus take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years. That's 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. Sleep even harder when you buy a Series iComfort Temp Touch. Mattress Firm in Boise, Meridian, and Nampa. Tell them Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton from KBOI sent you. Mattress Firm, save money, sleep happy.
The Great Idaho Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader and serving the Treasure Valley for 34 years, is coming this weekend to Nampa. See hundreds of tables of guns, antiques, coins, knives, art, and old West items. Buy, sell, or trade, or just browse. Always free parking. Don't miss the Great Idaho Gun Show this weekend, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 at the Fort Idaho Center in Nampa. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Parents, it's back to school time. Keep them focused on the future with new glasses. For a limited time, get two pairs of glasses for just $79. Save on school supplies for eyes. Visit imartexpress.com. Imart Express, right glasses, right price, right now.
We are the home for the best in national talk.
Rush, Savage, and Levin
on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back, coming in with some heavy metal. Thanks, Tara. Appreciate that. This is the Sam Zos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today, back in studio, is Carrie Stenick from the BLM, and talking about some FireWise and Every Yard Counts. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about the program you guys are doing and what Every Yard Counts means and what that program is and what you guys are working on.
Yeah, thanks, Nolan. So Every Yard Counts is the name of this campaign right here. So kind of what we've done with ZAMZOS, and we've also worked a great deal with DMB. And basically, what we've done with that is we've gone in and we've trained a good portion of your employees, and we've trained them in FireWise and what is FireWise. And then on top of that, we've also helped you guys pick some plants, and making sure that the customers have a good selection, but more importantly than having the plants, they know where to plant them, right, and why that we chose those specific ones. And so FireWise really, it begins with awareness and just understanding that we live not just in the Treasure Valley, but in the West, and right, that wildfire is a significant part of our lives. And that's not going to change. Our seasons are going to continue to get hotter, drier, longer. And then we're having more and more people move into the valley as well. And with that means that a lot of these new developments and these subdivisions are moving further and further into the wildland and into our rangeland. And so fire needs to be in first and foremost on a lot of our minds, especially those folks that live along the foothills and in our rural communities. And so that basically covers awareness. And so just knowing right, that where we live, understanding where you live and why it's important to think about fire if you have a home in that area. And then with that, when you're thinking about fire, you need to think about your landscape and about your home itself. And so first and foremost, I mean, looking at the way that you've designed your home and what type of roof do you have? And so back in the day, a lot of people had wood shingle roofs and they look really cool. And but unfortunately, they are very, very flammable. And that's right, just because most of our homes that we lose are not actually by that initial flame front. They're lost by embers. And embers are incredible. They're like little snowflakes. They can travel up to 2 miles.
Deadly snowflakes.
Yes, deadly snowflakes. Exactly. And so if you have a wood shingle, wood shake roof, and you think about it, and you get an ember in between one of those shingles and it can sit there and smolder for a little bit, the likelihood that you're going to have significant damage or even potentially lose your home is very high.
Yeah.
And so we recommend that people use a Class A type of roofing. So whether that means asphalt or metal or tile, there's a lot of other options. So we're not saying, you know, if you have a wood shingle roof, go out and rip it out today and put in a new roof. I know that that's not financially feasible for a lot of people.
Right.
But if you do have damage from a hailstorm or something like that, and you have an opportunity to replace your roof, replace it with a Class A type roofing. And not to mention, it also lasts longer too. So it's not just for
sure.
Fire safety, but yeah. And other things with the home, we also want to talk about the eaves. And so that's a really great place for embers to gather as well. So any of those kind of open spaces, making sure that you have a cover on your attic vent. And so it needs to be a screen, something that's small enough that that those embers can't get into. And so in the chance that you do have to evacuate your home, and we have a front fire, a wildland urban interface fire, keep in mind that when you come back to your home, when it's safe to come back to your home, and people will let you know that you need to check those areas, especially places like the attic, because you can get an ember in there that can sit there and smolder in your insulation, and you may not even know. And then, you know, 2 or 3 days later, then you have a fire in your attic, and unfortunately, that usually doesn't turn out well.
Yeah, man, that's scary stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, we were talking about it in between the break. Like, this is something that, like, we've been pretty lucky this year. We haven't had anything really encroaching on this area this year. And now is a good time to think about the landscaping around your plant, your home and your property, because you can't fix this once it's in the thick of it. Once there's a fire going,
right.
You can't do, you know, there's a lot of emergency stuff. You guys are prepared for that, but we can do a lot of things up to that to prepare. And these are some great tips, I think, for everybody to just keep in mind. So I just want to throw out the phone numbers. It's 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show. We're talking with Kerry Stenick from the BLM about FireWise preparation for your home and your property, to make sure we all stay safe around those areas that are close to wildfire areas. Because there's a lot, it seems like there's a lot, I mean, we have a lot of space close to areas that are at risk.
Right. Yeah. Our wildland urban interface is huge if you think about it. And so there's not many places in the country that are built the way that Boise is built in our surrounding communities. And it's amazing because we are so close to recreation and we have a lot of great options for that. And I mean, I love Boise. I understand why people want to live here. It's a desirable place to live. But when we get people that are moving in from outside of this area, maybe even outside of the country, they don't think about fire. And so it's good to have those community discussions and, you know your neighbors, take the time to have that conversation, talk about it at your HOA meetings. If you want us to come in and do a presentation or do home evaluations, those are all completely attainable. That's what we do. That's what we're here for. So give us a call at the BLM and let us know that you would like us to come out. You can also reach out to Idaho FireWise. You can reach out to the City of Boise, the Boise Fire Department, the Eagle Fire Department, Idaho Department of Lands, the U.S. Forest Service. We all have people that are trained in FireWise that are willing to come out and look at your property and protect your community and your subdivision.
Yeah, and we get a lot of people who call here that are from even, you know, like Twin and Fruitland, and we have a pretty broad range of people calling into this show. So if you're out there and you're in those areas, you know, get in touch with your local fire department and see if you can't set something like that up out where you're at, because I think it's important for everybody to just take the time to think about those, this idea of keeping your property safe, which keeps the community safe as a whole. And that's what I really appreciate about what you guys are doing. So maybe let's talk, how much time we got? We got a little, so why don't we go to a break? Do you want to put out the info? Do you have the number that people around here can call, or the website address? Is that something you can put out?
Yeah, so you can, the best website, honestly, to go on is IdahoFireInfo.com. And that's got a link to all of those websites that I just talked about. It's also got phone numbers on there for us. And so if you're looking to get a hold of somebody, check out that resource first. You can always give us a call at the BLM. That's 384-3400. And just ask to talk to somebody in mitigation education, myself or Jared Jablonski. There's several of us that are there to help. So
awesome. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with Carrie Stenick here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and if you missed our Bring Your Own Container Thrive Sale Labor Day weekend, you're still in luck. While we can't fill empty containers for an entire month, we can lower the price of our pre-packaged Thrive to encourage you to apply it to everything that grows. And fall's the ideal time to apply Thrive for two reasons. First, Thrive contains every element in the periodic table to help plants recover from the stress of our long, hot summer. Second, since Thrive stays in the soil, slow feeding your plants as they need it, next spring your plants wake up healthy and strong and ready to grow. And now through September 30th, we've lowered the price of our prepackaged Thrive to $19.99 a gallon. But if you buy our popular 2.5 gallon size, you pay only $13.99 a gallon and only $11.99 a gallon for the giant 5 gallon size. So stop by your nearest Zamzos and pick up some Zamzos Thrive. Because since 1933, when it comes to making everything that grows totally thrive,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
Okay, when is the best time to enjoy playing golf? During the summer when it's 100 degrees? In the spring when it's blowing 100 miles an hour? The best time is right now. Yes, right now, because the temperatures are perfect, and so is Timberstone Golf Course in Caldwell. This is the voice of golf for the Treasure Valley, and my favorite time to hit the links is in the fall. Timberstone is so perfect right now, from the golf course to the prices. Buy your fall pass at Timberstone right now and play unlimited golf Monday through Friday till the snow flies, or after, for just $99. Pay a little bit more, $149, and you can play unlimited golf every day of the week until the snow comes. Fall golf with a Timberstone Fall Golf Pass is just as perfect as their greens are smooth and their fairways manicured. Play today. Fall golf at Timberstone Golf Course, voted Treasure Valley's favorite with an affordable fall golf pass. Timberstone Golf Course in Caldwell, always perfect to play and always perfect with the price.
I remember as a kid growing up in the hills of West Virginia being mesmerized by watching little caterpillars crawl on a leaf, and I thought, wow, all they do is crawl and eat and poop and sleep. Until one day the caterpillar forms a cocoon, and inside that cocoon the caterpillar just dissolves into a green mush and then reformulates itself into a butterfly. You say, how did that happen? Completely by design. The caterpillar to the butterfly is the evolutionist's nightmare. I'm here to tell you that's exactly what happens to us when we turn to Jesus, who died at the cross and was raised from the dead. He gives us a whole new start, caterpillar to butterfly, a completely different life. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
Just in time for hunting season, Cliffs, Gun Safes, and Reloading has got you covered. Ruger Precision Rifles in 6mm Creedmoor and 6.5 Creedmoor are just $12.99 while supplies last. Cliffs has a huge selection of 6.5 Creedmoor ammo in stock. And reloaders? Cliffs just got a bunch of Creedmoor brass with small primer pockets by Lapua and Starline. Even Remington AccuTip bullets made by Hornaday are sale priced. Now open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. It's Cliffs at 11505 Fairview between 5 Mile and Cloverdale at Pacific Plaza.
If you need an SUV but don't want to give up handling and style, discover the Jaguar F-Pace, the first SUV from Jaguar. The F-Pace was named 2017 World Car of the Year and 2017 World Car Design of the Year. Lease the 2017 Jaguar F-Pace for $459 for 36 months and $3,241 down, plus tax, title, and destination fees due at signing through September 30th. For complete details, call 1-800-621-1775 or see jaguarboise.com.
It's 4 hours to Bronco Game Day on 670 KBOI, brought to you by
Corwin Ford, who invite you to an all-new customer-focused car shopping experience in their fully redesigned dealership at the Idaho Center Auto Mall in Napa. Corwin Ford, family-driven for over 100 years.
All right, we are back here on the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me is Carrie Stenick of the BLM. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. If you have questions about FireWise or any of these sort of things, please feel free to call in. If you have other things that are going on in your lawn and garden, I will take those calls as well. I'm not discriminating from anybody that needs help today, so please give us a call. I will answer anything that might be going on concerning your lawn or garden. So we were just talking here, and we had to come back to the show, but I was telling Carrie how the FireWise section of the botanical gardens actually is my favorite part of the entire place. A lot of the garden space is really nice and it's very beautiful, but I like to spend the most time there, and I was about to tell you before we had to come back. The reason I like it is because there's succulents everywhere, and I am kind of a sucker for succulents, which sounds really corny, but I love those plants, so it's one of those things that I like to look at, and if I could just have those in my yard, that's all it would be. Much my wife wouldn't appreciate it, but it's what I would want. But anyway, so we were going to talk about some more things. You wanted to talk about survivable space, and then lead into a few other things. So let's why don't you take it away from there, Carrie?
Let's talk a little bit about survivable space. So in the past, we referred to it as defensible space. Mm. And we've slowly gotten away from that term just because defensible implies that we're going to have an engine at every single property if we get a front fire. And as most of us know, that's just simply not feasible to do. And right. So if you design your landscape properly and take FireWise into consideration, we refer to it as having survivable space. And that tells me that if you have to evacuate your home and your home can withstand a fire with nothing else. And believe it or not, you can do that through FireWise landscaping. Mm. And so let's talk a little bit about the zones and what is survivable space.
And so one thing I want to just, when you say zone, we're talking about something else. When I say zone, I'm typically talking about like the USDA zone. So like what plants do well in which areas, which is kind of the same thing here. Mm-hmm. It's a similar idea, but just so we make sure that that's a delineation, that this isn't USDA or Western Garden Book
right.
zones. For plants. This is something close to your house. Sorry.
Yeah. So when we're talking about zones, we're talking about that immediate area that surrounds your home, your structure itself.
Right.
And so the first zone, so to speak, would be the vegetation-free zone. And so that's that 5 feet that immediately surrounds your house. And so we don't like to see anything growing in there. Except for you, Nolan, you could throw some succulents in there if you wanted to.
Right.
But outside of that, we really don't want to see any vegetation in that area itself. And keep in mind, too, that that your patio furniture and everything else is also included into that zone. So we all have patios. We like to have furniture out there. But keep in mind that if it's flammable, it will burn if you get a fire. And so if you get an opportunity, select things that are metal. I mean, if you do have to evacuate, remove those cushions. Try and spread out everything that's in that immediate zone around your house. And so that's the first one, the vegetation-free zone. And then from there, we go into zone one. And so zone one is up to 30 feet away from your house.
Okay.
So when we're talking about that, we want to use low-growing plants, plants that are extremely FireWise. If you were to go onto the website, onto Idaho FireWise, we actually have a database on there that has about 450 plants on it. And what we've done is we've gone through and we've looked at the chemical composition of those plants. We've looked at the height of the plant and the amount of material that's on that plant itself. And so we take all of those factors in and we score it.
Okay.
And so it goes between 1 to 10. And so if you go onto that site, it will tell you everything there is to know about that plant, but it'll also tell you what zone you should plant it in.
Great.
And so cool. When we're talking about those under 30 feet, we're talking about low growing, high moisture, things that don't require a lot of maintenance. Keep in mind that everything requires maintenance.
Yeah.
So if you plant a FireWise landscape and you let it go for a year or 2 years, it's not going to be FireWise anymore.
Mm,
so, yeah. So when we say lean, clean, and green, that lean is a good portion of that. So keep in mind that that fire needs oxygen to survive. Mm. And so when you have all that dead built up material. And then it's a very large plant. That's a lot of oxygen for that fire to get into. And then once you get a fire, especially if it starts to get up into the crown or a tree or something, it poses significant risk to your property. It's also very difficult to put out at that
right.
point. And so if you do want to plant, you know, trees or something in that area, make sure that you're limbing them up to like 10 to 15 feet. Mm. And so, and that's just to say, because a lot of the times that we're going to have a ground fire, and ground fires are significantly easier to put out than a crown fire is. Once that fire gets up into the crown of the tree or up into the tallest part of your vegetation, it's very difficult to put out. It's also going to put out a tremendous amount of embers, and it's going to be able to jump from tree to tree or vegetation to vegetation a lot easier.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are really interesting. So what's it? Okay, so that's zone one. Is there a zone two?
There is a zone two, yeah. So so for those of us that maybe live a little bit further out, a lot of people don't even have a zone two or a zone three.
Yeah, I was going to say 30 feet is a pretty good amount of space.
It is. Yeah, it's
for
a lot
of homes. So, yeah, probably fewer people have to worry about it further out.
Right, yeah. And so when we're talking about zone two, we're talking about up to 100 feet out. And so in that area, you can get a little bit crazier and plan a little bit more things. The most important thing with this zone is spacing. And so you want to make sure that you have a good amount of space in between those plants. Anything that's planted right next to each other is going to be more fuel for the fire. So we want to spread those things out. And then when we start to get into zone three, we call zone three the transition zone. And so this is when you can start, you know, keeping your brush in and keeping your trees in. That's the transition back to the wildland. And so that's kind of a free zone. So you have a little bit more freedom in what you can do in that area.
So this is an interesting thing. You know, we were talking in zone one, you're talking about a 30 foot. Is that a maximum height that you're wanting to maintain?
Distance. So a 30 foot distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
And so then how about, like, people will think, okay, well then how can I plant a tree there? I mean, is it okay to plant just a normal maple tree or, you know, linden? Should those things be avoided altogether?
Well, you know, I don't want to say that you should avoid them altogether. I would certainly avoid conifers in that area. But, you know, you could certainly put in a deciduous tree, a fruit tree or something like that. And then, you know, we have like our state flower, the syringa. So that thing can get to 15 to 20 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we've actually taken a cultivar of that and we've shrunk it down and made it into a dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the plants that you'll see are on there and you say, well, I've seen that or I've heard of that before. Chances are that we've taken specific attributes out of that certain kind of plant and we've made it firewise because we've selected the things that we like and gotten rid of the things that we don't like. So there's a dwarf syringa and along with a lot of those other pretty plants, you know, you can still have that beauty. You can have it aesthetically pleasing and also be firewise. You don't have to select one or the other.
Yeah, no, that's good to know. Is you know, when I hear that, I think, man, can I even put a tree in there? And that's something, you know, people want a tree in their backyard. But I think some of those other things you're talking about, space, you know, don't plant them so close together. Mm-hmm. Give those plants space, which is really, I mean, better for the plants as well. I mean, they need that space. And a lot of times we tend to pack things in really tightly in our landscapes. And so, you know, giving them more room, more space around those areas is better for the plants, but it's also safer for your property.
Right.
So fantastic stuff. All right. So I think what else do you have? Anything else you've got to cover with the firewise or the plants or...
Yeah, let's. I just want to throw out a couple alternatives. So, for those of us that do have like ornamental grasses and stuff planted in there, so Indian rice grass is one that we see out quite a bit. And so we like to see that swapped out with some sheep fescue. It's pretty, the animals will eat it, so that's a good alternative for that. We have a lot of juniper, so people like to plant juniper. And there is several alternatives for that. But
good. I want to hear them.
So Buckley's Quill Mock Orange is a good alternative for that.
Oh, yeah. Mock Orange, and they smell amazing.
Yeah, too. Yeah, definitely. And so we also have Ron Williams Fine Line Buckthorn, which is a good alternative for that as
very
well.
Very neat plant, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then sagebrush. So sagebrush is great. I mean, it's absolutely critical for sage grouse, which is on the verge of being a threatened species at this point. And so if you're going to have sagebrush, we want to keep it out in zone three.
Okay.
Maybe the transition in between two and three, but you need to maintain it as well. So sagebrush can get to be, you know, 10 feet tall and can have a lot of dead vegetation on there. So just making sure that that's cleaned out. And it's actually really pretty when it's maintained the right way. If you do need to get rid of that sagebrush, we recommend that you plant saltbrush in its place. It's very pretty, stays green. That's a good alternative for that. Russian sage. So we see a lot of Russian sage around. Very pretty. However, you could do like a Walker's Low Catmint would be a good alternative for that, or like a Rocky Mountain Pinstemon.
Yeah,
there's a ton of options. So I guess the takeaway from that is that we have 450 selections to choose from.
Yeah, and does the website go over some of those replacements or some of those swap outs?
It does.
And that's actually very helpful. I mean, if somebody's identified those things and they want something that's going to be similar but more aware of its surroundings, I think that's fantastic. And there's some great plants on there. A mock orange is like one of my favorites. Very underutilized plant, but just smells absolutely amazing.
Right.
When they're in bloom, gosh, they're just gorgeous. And I like the buckthorn, too. That's a really good one. So, all right, so we're going to go to a break, and we got one more segment here on the Zamzos Garden Show. We're going to talk a little bit about Frisbee Fest and something Carrie's really excited about, I'm sure. I'm really excited about it, so we'll be right back here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, inviting you to the 25th annual Zamzo's Frisbee Fest, Saturday, September 16th, by the fountain at Ann Morrison Park in Boise. And this year, we're changing it up. First, we're starting the event an hour later at 11 a.m. Second, we've moved the field to a bigger area north of the fountain and have added a beer garden from Powderhouse Brewing Company. They'll be featuring their crowd-pleasing house beer, along with several others. So come taste them and watch the running of the dogs by the river at Ann Morrison Park. Volunteers from the Idaho Humane Society will be there again staffing the event. To enter your dog, stop by any Zamzos. Entry is $15 per dog and gets you a 25th anniversary t-shirt and an official Frisbee, which is required to compete in distance. So mark your calendar and plan on attending the 25th annual Zamzos Frisbee Fest, Saturday, September 16th at 11 a.m. by the fountain at Ann Morrison Park. Sponsored by Powderhouse Brewing Company, Fox 9 Television, and your friends right here at Zamzos.
It's back for five big days only. Cars in the Park, on now through Sunday. Todd McCurry here, inviting you to the biggest car buying event of the year in the heart of Ontario in Lions Park. All Ontario Auto Ranch dealerships will pack the park with as many new and used vehicles as the park will hold. Hundreds of new Subarus, Fords, Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Ram trucks, along with hundreds of every make and model of used vehicle. This is our biggest sale event of the year, and your opportunity to choose from hundreds and hundreds of vehicles all in one location. Folks, there's no game and no gimmicks. Every vehicle is marked down to your guaranteed best price. Hundreds of cars, trucks, and SUVs, all great vehicles and all ready to sale at your no-haggle, no-hassle best price. Hundreds of low-mile, one-owner, pre-owned vehicles, including a huge selection under $10,000. Every one has been carefully inspected and reconditioned so they're ready for you. Have a trade-in? Bring it. We'll have a team of appraisers on site to give you the most for your current vehicle, and lenders will be ready to assist with any needed financing. Join us for Cars in the Park on now through Sunday at Lions Park in Ontario.
Sometimes you need one good reason to get out of bed. Well, here it is, the Egg Factory. The Egg Factories in Boise and Nampa make the kind of food you'd make yourself if you had the time. At the Egg Factory, the secret to their food is no secret at all. They only use the finest and freshest ingredients money can buy. And everything on their menu is made from scratch and cooked to order exactly the way you want it. Farm fresh eggs, biscuits and gravy, pancakes, waffles, French toast, even great lunch food like burgers and chicken sandwiches. If you haven't been to the Egg Factory for a while, you need to stop in again, because they're always coming up with something new and exciting. And if it's a hit, they'll add it to their regular menu. The Egg Factory will even let you help with their new creations. So when you want some amazing food but you don't have time to make it yourself, head to the Egg Factory, now at four Treasure Valley locations, at Fairview and Milwaukee in the Shopko Plaza, on State Street just east of Glenwood, on the Boulevard in Nampa, and across from the Idaho Center. The Egg Factory, your experts on breakfast.
Here at YMC Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, we know even though we are still having some warm fall days, the mornings are getting crisp and cool winter days are right around the corner. Last year, we had some fierce winter weather, so don't get caught off guard when those long, cold days head your way. At YMC, we are scheduling you now for your fall preheating checkups. Give us a call to get scheduled and let us provide you with comfort and peace of mind. YMC, for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs, now in the Treasure Valley and McCall. Call 208-888-1727 or online at YMCInc.com.
With a new Land Rover as your companion, you'll see adventure wherever you go. Own the wilderness and the urban jungle alike. Visit Land Rover Boise for special offers on the award-winning Range Rover Evoque, the versatile Range Rover Sport, and the spacious Discovery Sport. Lease the Discovery Sport SE for $339 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. Visit Land Rover Boise, LandRoverBoise.com, or call 1-800-621-1775 for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
If you have an opinion, we want to hear it. Paul J. and Chris in the morning. Nate on the drive home. We are 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for one more segment of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me is Carrie Stenick with the BLM. And we got a few more things that we're going to cover with the FireWise and the adaptive A-to-Fire adaptive communities. Did I say that right?
Okay, yep, you got it. It
right. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Frisbee Fest next week because everybody's excited about that.
So. Yes, we are. So let's just talk just a little bit about A-to-Fire adaptive communities. This is a new program. I think we're all really excited about it. And you can actually go on to the website. So just type in A-to-Fire adaptive communities and it'll bring it right back up on there. But basically what it is so we are going out and we are evaluating each individual parcel that's in the Treasure Valley. And so every time that we do that, we actually come out to your property. We'll do the evaluation. We've got a really cool app on our phone now that we can do it and instantly upload onto this database that's online. And so basically what we do is we come out, we go with you, look at your landscape, take pictures, make recommendations on what you should do to be more FireWise. Yeah. And so ultimately the goal is to have an evaluation done on every single parcel that's in the Treasure Valley that borders the front. And now there's only six of us that go out and do those. Right now what we're doing is we're working with HOAs, trying to get teams of volunteers together to help us do these evaluations. Yeah. And so we'll be working on that throughout the winter. Please hit us up if you are interested in volunteering or going out to do these evaluations. Help your community out. Help us out. If we work together on this, it's a very attainable goal. And I think we're going to save a lot of homes in the long run because of this program.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. But also just, the education aspect of it. Are you evaluating a home, you're educating a homeowner who will then take that with them wherever they go.
And educate their neighbors and educate the other people in their communities. So, I think we're making a tremendous amount of progress. And it's going to take everybody to help us get that goal attained.
Right.
But it's very possible to do if we work together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, and then the other thing I was going to mention is FireWise communities. And so we have several FireWise communities around town. Our ultimate goal is to have every single community that is in the wildland urban interface to be FireWise. And that's where every yard counts comes in because, you can have the most FireWise property in the world, but if the people to the left and the right of you do not and you haven't had that discussion, the outcome could potentially be different.
Right.
And so we want everybody to be FireWise. Every yard counts. We have to work together to make that happen.
No, that makes a lot of sense. All of us can individually do something, but collectively we can accomplish a whole lot more, which is a good life lesson for all of us.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I don't think it's going to take a catastrophic fire like they have in California and Colorado where we lose an entire subdivision.
Yeah.
We're doing everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen. But we have to work together to attain that
goal. I think it's on everybody's mind right now. The smoke that's been in the air for the last few, it just makes us all aware of it. But then, like I said, I grew up in Portland. So all of the people I know on Facebook who still live over there are just, devastated with what's going on in the gorge and just such a beautiful place. And it's kind of a different situation, but it's just something that puts it forefront. It makes us realize what can happen and that right now is a great opportunity to work towards getting that stuff as safe as possible and putting a lot of work into it. And now's a great time to just plant anyway. We're coming to the fall time. It's great to plan and start getting these things. These things are still available all around the valley, so you'll be able to find these plants and put that work in as we get into fall and give those things time to establish, and you'll have a nice new landscape to look forward to next spring, mm-hmm. and it'll be fantastic.
Yep, it will.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted to cover real quick?
I don't think so. I think I put it out already, but Idaho Fire Info, you can also go on to Idaho FireWise. You can go on to the BLM webpage. There's a tremendous amount of resources. FireWise Communities is a national campaign, so you can go on to their website as well and get more information on that.
Very good. Very good. All right. So we got a few minutes left. I want to talk about, I talked a little bit about it before I went on, was gone last week, but I believe it is next weekend is going to be the 25th annual Frisbee Fest, and it's going to be awesome. So I'm going to do the show next week. I'll be here in studio, and then I will be right over to the Frisbee Fest to see the last couple hours of the show, of the competition. And Carrie and your dog Phoebe won the underdog competition last year.
We did, yes.
So was that the first time you guys had won?
That was the first time that we won. I think she was 6 months old the first time that we did it. And so this will be year number three for us. Very proud of her. Works very hard at it.
You were so gracious to help us out with a TV commercial. So you guys are famous.
Phoebe's famous.
That's right. I just want to talk. We've done a lot of stuff this year to change it up a little bit. We're starting an hour later. It's going to start at 11. We got Powderhouse Brewing is going to be there, as well as just the Idaho Humane Society is going to be selling concessions, so all the proceeds there go to them. And then it's just a fun time in a great atmosphere, a lot of people having fun. We made the field a little bigger, so it's going to be some really cool changes, and it's going to be a great event. So you guys are going to be there again this year, obviously.
Yep, we'll certainly be there. I think, you know, it's really fun to watch and stuff, and I would recommend that anybody that loves dogs, or maybe you don't, maybe just need something to do on that Saturday, bring them down. I mean, if for no other reason than it's fun to watch, but also it goes to the Humane Society, which I think for those of us that love animals is so important to support.
Absolutely, yeah. The Humane Society is a big deal, and, you know, this is an event that's been going for longer than C-Spot Walk, actually, which is pretty amazing. So come down next Saturday from 11 to 2. The Frisbee Fest will be going on. You can stop in. It is free to watch, so no cost to come in and watch the competition. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people are going to be there, so come on in and see Phoebe take the crown again for 2 years in a row. No? Maybe?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right, so I'll talk to you guys next week on the Zamzos Garden Show. Have a good one.